哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brother and sister.
啊，感谢主耶稣，过去五天，我们在温哥华教会举行了青少年还有大专学生灵恩大会。
Thank the grace of God. Over the last 5 days, we have held the SSC and CYC here.
啊，主耶稣也带领，让一切的过程非常的顺利。
And the Lord had helped us guide and had guided us.Through this smoothly.
也有很多弟兄姐妹得到神的恩典，还有得到圣灵。
And many brothers and sisters have received much grace and hold the Holy Spirit.
所以今天晚上是我们结束的晚上，在这边有很多的青年朋友们，还有家长们聚集在一堂。
And tonight is the last night, and we have many brothers, sisters, and parents gathered here.
这次我们的题目，在大专班那个题目是叫这个作为有远见的 Life of Vision， 就是有远见。或者是有意向的一个生活。
The topic for the CYC this year is to be a visionary Christian.
我觉得这个题目很好。
I thought this topic is very good.
我也想把这个题目用作晚上跟大家一起分享。
And I want to use this topic for a mutual encouragement.
什么叫做有意向或者是有远见呢？
What does it mean to be a visionary?
通常我们看到圣经说某某先知看到意向。
Sometimes we see in the Bible, we see certain prophet with visions.
一定会想象，他可能看到天使，看到荣光，看到属灵的东西。
When we imagine that they will see vision, dreams, and miraculous.
但是其实有意象或者是有远见，不单只看到特别的属灵的意象。
But to have vision is not to see any spiritual special vision.
还有呢，这个有意向也可以代表说有远见，可以看到未来的一个趋向，未来一个发展。
To have vision can also mean a person can see, far into the future.
一个人有两种的视力。
A person can have two
kind of visions.
Kind of vision.
第一种就是肉眼的，这个眼睛看得到的。
One is physical.
但是呢，另外一种是属灵的眼光。
And the other is spiritual.
因为在我们一生当中啊，重要的东西啊，都不是靠这个眼睛看的。
And the important stuff is not done through the eyes.
重要的眼睛都是要看从心里的眼睛来看的。
And the important must be seen through the spiritual eyes.
我们请看箴言29:18。
Let's all turn to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18.
箴言二十九章十八节。
Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18.
这里说，没有意向，民就会放肆；唯遵行律法的，便为有福。
Here says that where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint.
什么意思呢？在旧约的时候，很多先知从神那边领受了很多的话语。
What does this mean? But in the Old Testament, there is many God's word.
他们领受了神的话语之后，告诉百姓前面的未来会是怎么样。
From the God's word, they can tell the people what's going to happen.
但是如果没有这种意象
，but without the vision,
没有这种的讯息
，without the foresight,
百姓不晓得会怎么做。
The people will not know what to do.
他们就随自己的意思来做。
They will do according to their own will.
就会灭亡。They will perish.
They will perish.
今天我们也是一样。
Today is the same.
如果我们活在世上，一天过一天
，We will live through day by day.
一年过一年
，Year by year.
你看，2007年再几天就过去了。
In a couple of days, 2007 will be.
如果我们活着一个没有意向的一个生命
，If we live in a life without vision,
没有特别的目标
，With no particular goal,
对未来也掌握得不住
，And we have no future,
我们就不会遵守神的话。
We will not obey the God's word.
我们就会做自己喜欢的事。
We will do the things we like to do.
到最后，我们就会灭亡。
At the end, we will perish.
为什么神赏赐圣灵给我们呢
？Why did God bestow us Holy Spirit?
这旧约的时候已经预言得圣灵其中一个特点。
In the Old Testament, had prophesied the vision.
我们看约珥书第二章。
Let's turn to Joel.
约珥书二章二十八节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 28.
28-29这里读。
Joel chapter 2 verse 28-29. And afterward I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your son and daughter will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Verse 29, even on my servant, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
这里很特别，记载说预言新约的时候得圣灵会怎么样。
Here prophesies what's the result of a vision.
就是说老人呢会有异梦。
All men will have dreams.
异梦就是说睡觉的时候可能神给他们一些话语。
Perhaps in the dreams God will tell them a message.
因为老人家可能睡眠的时候神特别给他讲话。
Perhaps in the dream God will reveal to them.
那少年人呢？
What about youth?
要看到异象。
To see a vision.
这个异象当然是可以指着说啊你看到天使啦看到耶稣显现啦有可能是这样。
Perhaps they can see angels and miraculous signs.
但是呢，这异象呢，更是指的说，年轻人呢，如果被神的灵充满了，应该为一个很有远见，看到未来，看到神要我们做什么。
But aside from this, a vision can also include foresight.
所以年轻人一定要有 vision, 要有远见，有异象。
Thus the youth must also have vision.
啊，作为一个基督徒，也应该做一个有异象的。有远见的基督徒。
And to be a Christian, we must also be visionary.
因为神的灵在我们身上本来就是要帮助我们这样。
Because this is how the God's movement of Holy Spirit.
那么在什么的方面我们需要有意向或者是远见呢？
In what area do we need to have vision?
第一个方面就是在我们属灵的生命的方面。
First is in our spiritual life.
我们今天是12月26号。
Today is December 26th.
但是当我们明天一睡醒了 ,12 月26号就变成一个历史了。
When we wake up tomorrow, today will be history.
啊，你以后打开那个照片看看我们这一次的学龄会再看到说啊那个已经是历史了。
When we look back, open the photo album, we know this is past.
所以呢过去已经过去了。
The past is past.
今天呢就是为了要准备明天。
Today is to prepare for tomorrow.
所以啊圣经告诉我们一点很重要。
So in the Bible, it tells something important.
腓立比书第三章十二节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12.
三章十二节。
Chapter 3 verse 12.
腓立比书三章第十二节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12. Not that I have already attained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ has took.
13节
Verse 13 Brother, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
14, 14节
Verse 14 I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
保罗他虽然在写腓立比书的时候已经很成熟的一个神的工人。
Paul had been an experienced worker.
但是呢，他不会说啊，他已经足够了。
But he would never say he had enough.
他还是想着明天。
He would think about tomorrow.
还是想着以后。
He would think about the future.
他还可以做什么
？What else can he do?
所以今天我们也是一样。
Today is the same.
做一个有远见的基督徒。
We must have vision.
你要常常想神要你将来做什么。
We must ponder what God wants us to do.
过去的已经变成见证了。
Because the past has been It says a testimony.
偶尔拿出来讲一讲，偶尔拿出来勉励一下自己就好了。
I'll just speak of the testimony to remind myself.
但是你常常要想，神到底在你的将来要你做什么
？But we must think what God wants us to do in the future.
像保罗，他在面前有个标杆。
So Paul has a goal.
他要面对这个标杆，对这个标杆努力。
He must attain this goal and strive for it.
所以，这个有远见的基督徒一定要有一个目标。然后要达成这个目标。
Thus, a Christian with vision must attain a goal.
今天我们属灵上没有力量。
Today we might not be spiritually strong.
因为我们没有目标。
Because we don't have a goal.
当然没有目标，就不会去达成这个目标。
Because we don't have a goal, we don't have to strive for it.
我们可能在事业上很大的目标。
We might have a vision, a goal in a career.
我要升级，我要赚多少钱？
I want to climb the ladder. I want to earn X amount of money.
可能在物质上，我们有很大的目标。
Perhaps on our properties.
啊，我今年开小车，五年之后要开大车。
Today I have a small car. Perhaps next year I want to have a bigger car.
现在没有房子，以后要买房子。二十年后要住大房子。
Today I don't have a house. Maybe perhaps in 20 years now I want to have a mansion.
啊，这些目标也不错。
These goals are not bad.
这是物质的目标。
These are materialistic.
但是我们是神的选民。
But we are the chosen members.
我们应该有属灵的目标。
We must have spiritual vision.
感谢主，过去五天大家非常努力的祷告。
Thank the grace of God, we've been praying really hard for the past 5 days.
有很多弟兄姐妹得到圣灵。
Many brothers and sisters received the Holy Spirit.
有一个姐妹做见证，为什么她得到圣灵？
There's a sister who testified how she got the Holy Spirit.
她整准备行李的那个晚上。
The day she was packing,
她在想。
She was pondering.
这次我得不到圣灵，我就不回家。
That if I don't receive the Holy Spirit, I will not go home.
哇，这个是很大的决心哦。
This is a big promise.
没有圣灵不回家，大家都回家了，剩我一个住这边啊。
If I did not receive the Holy Spirit, everyone will be home.
哎呀，很冷啊，很黑啊，怎么办
？It will be cold and dark.
所以无论怎么样，拼命我都要抽到圣灵。
That's no matter what, I must receive the Holy Spirit.
他有一个目标。
She has a goal.
感谢主，在第三天她就求到圣灵。
Thank the grace of God. On the third day, she received the Holy Spirit.
第四天那处理啊。
Fourth day.
哇，这个是很重要的。
This is very important.
你没有目标
，If you don't have goal,
随随便便的
，Do whatever you want.
这不会进步的。
You will never improve.
所以我们今天很多学生回去了。
Today we have a lot of students that.
到明年我们再来参加 SSC 的时候
，When we come back and attend the SSC next year.
你有什么目标呢
？What's your goal?
如果明年来的时候。也是过去一年都没有读圣经。
If you come this next year without the goal of reading a Bible, say,
如果都没有进步
，and haven't improved.
现在得了圣灵了，回家也不祷告，到回明年再来祷告三天，这个是不够了。
You go home, you don't pray, you just come here and pray for 3 days.
啊，你要给自己一个目标。
You must give yourself a goal.
无论如何，2008年我要读圣经。
You must set a goal that by 2008 you must finish the Bible.
怎么读呢
？How so?
每天上网之前读15分钟才上网，一定读完，因为你每天都会上网。
Before going on the internet, I will read the Bible for 15 minutes.
不读圣经不可以上网，那你一定可以读完。
Without reading the Bible, I cannot use the internet.
不读圣经不看电视，你一定可以读完。
If you don't use the internet or watch TV, you can finish reading the Bible.
目标：明年来参加 SSC 之前，我要读一篇圣经。
Thus we must set a goal before coming to next year SSC, we must finish the Bible.
怎么样读呢
？How so?
一天读三章就好。
Just read 3 chapters a day.
明年就可以读完一篇了。
By next year, you'll be finished.
这是我们的目标，我们要有远见 ，vision。一年之后我要读完了。
This is our goal. This is our vision.
我们做家长的也要远见，有 vision。我们做家长的 parents。
Oh, parents must also have vision.
你要闭着眼睛想想看，你这些孩子，我们这些孩子，你想象以后10年、20年之后，他的信仰会是怎么样
？You must close your eyes and think what will happen down 20 years down the road.
你要想想看。
You must think about it.
可能是一个不来教会的20几岁的年轻人吗
？Do you want a youth that doesn't come to church?
还是你想那个时候他是20几岁，但是呢，很热心，常常在教会。甚至在主里面结婚。
Oh, you want a youth that work actively in the holy work and marry in Christ.
你要想你要哪一样
？Which one do you want?
如果你什么都不管
，If you don't care，
只给他吃饭、睡觉、上学
，You just feed him, go to school.
他的信仰你完全不想不过问
，His faith will not improve.
很自然的，10年、20年之后，他这是一个没有什么信仰的人。
This is natural for him to have no faith.
但是如果你想象，我希望我的儿女。以后敬畏神，服侍神，在教会里面继续的保留主。
If you wish your youth to be in Christ,
那你今天要怎么做
？What should you do?
啊，你自己如果晚上都不来聚会了，你会常常说他以后晚上会来聚会吗
？Would you expect him to be here every day if you're not here every day?、
如果你自己都不守安息日，你会期待儿子以后长大会比你好吗？
Would you expect him to be grow up properly if you don't even come to the Sabbath?
如果你自己都不侍奉神了，你会期待你以后儿女变很热心侍奉神吗
？Would you expect him or her to work on the holy work if you don't participate in holy work yourself?
我们的儿女不会比我们好的。
It will not be better than us.
我们的儿女就要学我们。
The children follow us.
所以我们要远见，想说，哎呀，我以后的儿女要变怎么样，我今天就要怎么样。
That's our vision of our children, so they can follow our footsteps.
像这次有8位年轻的弟兄姐妹得了圣灵。
For example, we have 8 brothers and sisters received the Holy Spirit.
我们这么父母的要怎么感觉
How should our parents feel?
啊，可能只是一下，啊，好高兴哦，感谢主得胜灵。
Maybe just a short moment of happiness.
这样不够的。
This is not enough.
我们要回去跟小孩子讲。
We must go home and tell them.
您得了圣灵了。
You have received the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣给你圣灵，就是要你多多祷告。
God gave you the Holy Spirit so you can pray more.
也可以祷告长一点。
And pray longer.
以前没有圣灵，祷告三分钟就想睡觉了。
Because without the Holy Spirit before, perhaps after 3 minutes you'll be fatigued.
好，现在你得了圣灵了，我们父母跟你一起祷告15分钟才睡觉。
So now with the Holy Spirit, we'll pray together for 15 minutes before we sleep.
我们求主耶稣让我们圣灵更充满。
So that we'll be fulfilled with the Holy Spirit.
每天读一篇圣经。
Every day we'll read a passage.
你会发觉啊，这样做下去啊，你的孩子啊会越来越乖。
You'll find that your child will improve over time.
有时候啊，我们孩子不乖啊，孩子的表现不理想，我们会埋怨在他们身上。
Sometimes we might complain about child's behavior.
但是其实孩子不乖啊，有一半的责任呢在父母身上。
But this is also part of the parents' responsibility.
为什么他会反叛？
Why would they rebel?
为什么他不听我的话？
Why would they not listen to me?
为什么他跟以前不一样？
Why would they not be the same as last time?
父母有一半的责任。
Parents are responsible.
所以我们想，哎，怎么样来改变？我要陪他一起改变。
That's why I think about how do we change them? How do we change it with them?
我要给他多一些关心。
Give them care.
你叫他祷告，你自己不祷告，他怎么可能自己去祷告？
You tell him to pray and you don't pray yourself. How can he pray?
啊，一起跪下来祷告。
That's you must pray together.
一起读圣经。
Read the Bible together.
你这样做，父母跟儿女的感情啊会越来越好。
By doing so, the relationship between the parents and the child will be better.
我们整个教会也是一样。
The church is the same.
我们要想象温哥华教会10年、20年之后要变怎么样。
We must have a vision that Vancouver Church down the road of 10 to 20 years, what would it be?
跟今天一模一样吗？
Would it be the same as today?
如果跟今天一模一样，我们就大大的退步。
If it would be the same as today, we're not improving at all.
啊，如果我们的人数跟今天一模一样，我们也是太大大的退步，对不起主耶稣。
It's the same if our attendance is the same as today, we haven't improved at all.
啊，如果我们的信仰的程度跟今天一模一样，也非常对不起主耶稣。
Our spirituality, if it's still the same as today, is not good.
如果我们的硬体也跟今天一样的话，也代表我们没有进步。The hardware.
As our hardware is the same as today, it won't be as.
所以温哥华教会以后10年、20年之后，软体、硬体要怎么样？我们想想看，主要给我们印象。
That's we must ponder on the software, both the software and the hardware, and have vision on it.
就是有一个目标，再往这个目标来进化。
To set up a goal and strive for it.
摩西是一个很有远见的人。
Moses is a man of vision.
我们看出埃及记第二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 2.
第11节。
Verse 11. Exodus chapter 2, verse 11.One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his people were and watched them and their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people.
啊，这里我们常读到这里啊，都会想说啊，摩西年轻啊，血气方刚啊，打死人啊。
Whenever we read up to this passage, we would think that Moses is young and he just want to defend himself.
好像都是比较负面的，好像说的哎呀，他个脾气太大了，血气。
Perhaps he has really bad temper and wants to fight.
但是我们在批评摩西的时候，要想一个问题。
But before we think this of Moses, we must think about a question.
为什么摩西会做这种事情？
Why would Moses do such thing?
为什么他会出去看？
Why would he go outside and
为什么他会替希伯来人出气？
Why would he defend the Hebrew?
为什么他想替神做点事情？
Why would he want to do more for God?
虽然他方法不对。
Though his method is not correct,
但是他的动机是对的。
But his motive is correct.
所以我们不要学他的方法。
That's we must not follow his method.
但是我们要想想，为什么他有这种动机？
So we must ponder on his motive.
因为他知道神呢，不要我们以色列百姓希伯来永远住在这里的。
Because God does not want the Hebrew to live here forever.
我们以后要出来的。
We must be moving out.
我们总不能老是被人家欺负的。
We cannot be bullied forever.
不要忘记那时候摩西可以什么都不做，也什么都不讲，那装成一个埃及人，他也没有事。
Let's not forget Moses has the choice not to do anything about it, and he can just stay in Egypt.
但他有远见。
He has vision.
神要我做点事情。
God wants me to do something.
神对以色列百姓是有计划的，有将来的。
God wants him to bring the Hebrew out.
所以他走出去，他长，圣经说他长大了，他都出去了。
That's in the Bible said he grew up and he moved out.
他不长大，他属灵上不长大，他是不会出去的。
If spiritually he did not grow up, he wouldn't move out.
今天我们有没有长大？
Have you grown up today?
还是每天只躲在家里打电脑？
Or we just stay home and play computer?
我们要长大。
We must grow up.
看到我有什么责任。
Look at our responsibility.
父母要我做什么？
What does our parents want us to do?
这个社会要我做什么？
What does society want us to do?
更重要，神要我做什么？
What does God want us to do?
世界那么多人呢？
There are so many people in
the world. 为什么神还要创造你？
Why would God want to create you?
一定有一个目标。
There is a goal.
你要把它找出来。
You must find out.
好，我们看希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrew chapter 11.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
希伯来书十一章二十四节。
Hebrew chapter 11, verse 24. By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
二十五节。
Verse 25, he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a short time.
26节。
Verse 26, he regarded disgrace the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasure of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward.
摩西很有眼光。
Moses has vision.
摩西知道这些金银财宝舒服的享受暂时的而已。
He knows the wealth And the place he stay at is only temporal.
我是法老女儿的儿子，有什么用？
What's the use of just being the Pharaoh's daughter?
如果我在最终不出来，
If I don't come out from Pharaoh, the sin.
所以他眼光不在法老那边。
That his vision is not toward.
他眼光要出来，要跟神的选民在一起。
His vision is to come out and be with his people.
就算是受苦也要出来。
Even through suffering.
这就是眼光了。
This is vision.
所以我们今天做一个主内的基督徒。
But today we are in Christ.
我们要有一个属灵的眼见。
We must have spiritual vision.
我们要看到天家。
We must look ahead at the heavenly kingdom.
要看到神的赐给我们的福气。
To look at God's blessing.
神对我们的要求。
And God things to ask us to do.
不要只看到世界的繁华。
Don't just look at the world.
所以你的人生的目标是什么呢？
So what is the goal of your life?
想一想，尤其是我们主内年轻朋友。
Think about it when we were in Christ.
你的人生快要开始了。
Your life has just begun.
你的人生的目标是什么？
What is your goal?
是要追求世界，留在埃及呢？
To follow the world and stay in Egypt?
还是要跟随主的选民一起受苦？
Or to follow with your people and suffer?
你要为主做点什么事情啊？
To do something for God.
第二点。
Second point.
我们在我们的以后的未来的这个婚姻上也要有远见。
We must have vision in our relationship or marriage.
这个世界有那么多人啊。
There are so many people in the world.
哪一个才是主耶稣为我们预备的呢？
Which one is the one prepared by God?
我们也要有远见，要看得出来。
We must have vision to see this.
我们请看创世纪第二章。
So turn to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章二十一节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 21. Verse 21. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into the deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh.
22.
Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman.For she was taken out of man.
啊，这里说神啊为亚当设立婚姻。
Here God established a marriage for Adam.
记载神让亚当给所有的动物起名字。
At this time, Adam is giving names to all the animals.
但是呢，亚当看到所有动物啊，都找不到一个可以做他配偶的。
But among the animals, Adam cannot find any suitable mate.
所以啊，亚当觉得很孤单。
Therefore, he feel very lonely.
但是在他最孤单的时候，就是神为他预备的时候。
At the time he feel the most lonely, God had prepared for him.
可能在他觉得哎呀不可能的时候，没有希望的时候，这是神要给他的时候。
Just when he is really hopeless, God had came upon.
那他要怎么样看到神给的预备呢？
How did he have the vision for this?
亚当没有说啊，我要到处看看，看看还有没有。
Adam did not go around and look on his own.
这里二十一节，神使他沉睡。
Verse 21, God had put him into his deep sleep.
所以怎么样看到神的预备？
So how to see the vision of God?
尤其是年轻朋友，你的学校同学大部分已经有男女朋友了，甚至已经发生性关系了，已经乱搞了。
As you can see, your worldly friend, do they not have girlfriend and boyfriend and committed fornication?
他们可能笑你，为什么你都没有男朋友？为什么你们都没有女朋友？
They may laugh at you and say, "Why won't you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend?"
但是我们不是他们。
But we are not them.
我们是神的选民呐。
We are the chosen people of God.
所以怎么样可以看到神的预备
？So how do we see this vision?
第一，要先睡觉。
First, must sleep.
我们知道睡饱了精神才好嘛，对不对
？So you know when we sleep, we'll be energized.
啊，睡不好了，有东西在你面前你也看不到。
If you don't sleep well, you can't even see the thing in front of you.
神要帮亚当预备，但是先让他睡觉。
So God prepared for Adam by putting him into a deep sleep.
什么叫睡觉
？What is to sleep?
什么都不做
，not to do anything.
先安静
，to be quiet.
先信靠
，to obey God.
先祷告
，to pray.
先让个心安静下来
，to quiet down your heart.
先建立你的灵性
，to quiet down our spirituality.
既然都是啊，先睡觉
，that's must sleep.
今天很多青年不要睡觉。
We must sleep. We must not sleep.
哎呀，才初中啊，才高中啊，就担心了。哎呀，我要认识男女朋友。
We're only in high school, and we're worrying about getting a boyfriend or girlfriend.
书都还没有读完呢，就想说，哎呀，我要喜欢哪一个？我要喜欢哪一个
？And you be telling all who I like, while you didn't finish your study yet.
哎呀，喜欢了，但是又没有成功，又受伤害。
And if you like, sometimes you may not succeed.
因为时间都还没有到。
The time is not arrived.
所以到处找，到处看，结果找不到。
That's looking all around, you can't find.
你时间还没有到，先睡觉。
So if your time has not arrived, must sleep.
做好自己的本分。
Do our parts.
读书的好好读书。
To do our best in our study.
找工作的好好工作。
To work our best in
our workplace. 有了工作的时候，那个时候就是主耶稣给我们的一个适当的时候。
When we find a work and be stable, it is God's time.
当主耶稣带到我们这面前的时候，我们会看到的。
When God brings this in front of us, we will see.
第二，怎么看到这个对象呢
？Point number two, how do we see our friend?
要靠透过老仆人。
It's through the old servant.
我们看创世纪二十四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 24.
二十四章第一节到第七节。
Genesis chapter 24 was 1-7.
读一点，读大声一点哦，你声音大一点，提高点。
Genesis chapter 24 was 1-7. Abraham was now old and well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed him in every way. He said to the chief servant in his household, the one in charge of all that he had.Put your hand under my thigh. I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughter of the Canaanite among.
Okay. 这里告诉我们，亚伯拉罕呢，他很老了。
Here tells us that Abraham is old.
他有个儿子。
He has a son.
这个时候，他住在迦南地。
He's living in the Canaan.
迦南地很多女生很漂亮。
There are many beautiful women in Canaan.
穿得很潮流。
And they're very
Fashionable. 亚伯拉罕没有说，哎呀，儿子啊，这里的女生那么漂亮，你就随便挑一个吧。
He did not tell his son, why don't you just simply pick one out of
the
women? Why not?
因为他知道我们是神的选民啊，这些外邦女子不是信神的。
Because he knows that these women are not the chosen one.
你跟他结婚了，你的信仰就没有了。
That if you marry them, you will lose your faith.
神带领我们出来，就是要祝福我们，建立我们的信仰。
God had brought us out here is to receive His blessing and to develop our faith.
所以亚伯拉罕知道他儿女一生的成败，信仰一生的成败，就是在他的婚姻。
Thus Abraham knows that the marriage of his children depends.
如果儿女婚姻失败，信仰就会失败。
That if they have a failed marriage, faith will be a failure.
所以父母是有责任。
That's for the parents must have responsibility.
我们不要说，哎呀，这是儿女的事情，他们自由选择。
You must not just let their children to choose simply.
没有错，你不可以替他做选择，但是你在他快要进到婚姻的时候，你要拼命的、迫切的为他祷告。
Of course, we cannot choose for them by force, but we must work with them.
因为如果他婚姻信仰上婚姻失败，信仰就会失败。
Because if they have a broken marriage, their faith will also go down with it.
或者是嫁娶了外邦了，失败的机会就很高了。
To marry an unbeliever, the chance of a failing faith is high.
但是那个时候，那个地方都没有他种族的人呢。
But at the time, he couldn't find any chosen people of from the woman.
他要派他的老仆人回去他的家乡，找一个他本地的人给他儿子。
So he sent the old servant out into the land to find one for Isaac.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
你们读书的时候好好读书。
Try our best in our study.
专心读书。
To do our best.
不要想着怎么交男女朋友。
Don't worry about making boyfriends or girlfriends.
没有错，你会对异性可能会喜欢，但是不要想要说，哎呀，我要自己靠自己交男女朋友。
We must not try to look for one according to our own will.
但是当你时候到了。
When the time has arrived,
你有稳定的工作了。
When you have a stable job,
你年纪够大了。
You have on the proper age,
心智够成熟了。
When you have the mature spirituality,
那时候你就可以找老仆人。
Then you can ask the old servant,
可能是教会的婚介啦。
Perhaps it's the matchmaker.
或者来跟我谈谈话呢。
Or you can talk to me.
那时候呢，我们再帮你找找看。
And we'll help you.
就是找到神帮我们预备的。
We'll find the people that God has prepared for us.
现在呢，是我们专心读书的时候。
Now is the time to study.
对，不要靠自己的眼睛到处乱看。
Don't use our own eyes and search on our own will.
第三点
，Point number three.
我们要在我们的事业的追求上也有眼光。
We must have vision in our career.
一个年轻人呢，都会想说：“哎呀，刚出来社会了，怎么建立自己的事业可以爬高一点，可以成功一点呢
？”You will often ponder about how do I climb the ladder of career and how to earn more money.
怎么可以得到神的祝福呢
？How do I receive God's blessing?
甚至在困难的时候，怎么可以继续爬上去呢
？How do I climb this ladder through difficulty?
有一些人呢会这样想。
Some people would think like that.
现在工作那么忙啊，暂时可能没有时间聚会了。
I'm so busy at work, I don't have time to attend church.
可能没有时间了，做圣工啊。
Don't have time to do Holy Spirit or Holy Work.
我要趁年轻先打拼。
I will work on my career and earn more money.
但是我们看看一个例子啊。
Let us look at an example.
圣经告诉我们
，Bible tells
有一个年轻人啊，在事业上啊，在他最困难的时候，都可以继续的往上爬。
There's a youth, he can even serve God through difficulties.
在他很多比他更优秀的人当中啊，他都可以突围而出来。
And among the many people, he can stick out for himself.
还有啊，在很多人要攻击他、打倒他的时候啊，他都可以不失败，继续的往上来爬。
And he can remain victorious when many people threaten to hurt him.
这个是谁呢
？Who is this?
就是但以理。
This is Daniel.
我们来看但以理书啊。
Let's look at the book of Daniel.
但以理书第一章。
Book of Daniel chapter
1. 但以理书第一章。
Daniel chapter 1.
第一章第八节
，Chapter 1 verse 8 Daniel chapter 1 verse 8 But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way.
但以理的故事我们都很清楚啊。
We are all familiar with the story of Daniel.
他被掳到巴比伦去。
He's been sent to Babylon.
王要用那些年轻人。
And the king wanted to use these youth.
王有第一个方法。
With the king's first method.
什么方法呢
？Which method?
我们看第一章第七节。
Let's look at verse 7, chapter 1, verse 7. The chief official gave them new names. To Daniel, the name Belteshazzar, the Hananiah, Shadrach, and Mishael, Merkach, and Azariah, Abednego.
王很厉害，巴比伦王代表世界，世界很厉害。第一个方法。
The king is powerful, and the word also is powerful.
这是给那些犹太青少年改名字。
That is to change the Jewish youth their names.
但以理
Daniel
本来是神是我的审判官的意思。
Daniel originally meant
God is my judge.
God is my judge.
但是伯提沙沙呢，都是外邦神的一些名字。
But Belshazzar is some other meaning of name.
所以外邦的老板第一件事情给你洗脑，名字都给你改了。
Therefore, the worldly king will change your name.
以前你没有工作之前，哎呀，耶稣是主。
Before we don't have, when we don't have work, Jesus is our God.
很多青少年呢、啊，啊，学生灵恩会啦，神训班啦，什么都来，很热心。
We will try to come to every SSC and holy,
spiritual convocation. 一出到社会呢，就很少看到人了。
When we step out into society, we hardly see them.
为什么呢？
Why not?
这个世界给你洗脑啊。
Because the world can brainwash.
以前是耶稣是主。
In the past, Jesus is God.
耶稣最大，神最大。
God is the best.
出来之后呢，老板最大。
When we step out into society, our boss is the best.
哇，老板要我加班啊，老板要我工作啊，老板要我礼拜六、礼拜天啊，通通都去了。
God want to promote me, do this and that, and not work during and work during the Sabbath.
信仰就失去了。
This way we can lose our faith.
再来呢，刚刚第八节，那个巴比伦王呢，准备很多食物给他们吃。
In verse 8, we can see that the king had prepared many food and wines for them.
为什么他们不可以吃呢？
Why couldn't they eat it?
因为巴比伦王的食物都拜过偶像。
Because these food had been idolated.
但是但以理有眼光。
Daniel has vision.
他知道啊，他事业的成功啊，不是因为讨他的老板喜欢他就会成功。
He knows that through not pleasing the king, he will climb the ladder of career.
不是这样的。
Not like this.
为什么呢？因为老板都会垮台啊。老板都会 stumble， 都会 collapse。
Because the king will also stumble。
我们读历史就知道了，后来巴比伦王啊，自己都被人推翻了。
Because we read later on that the Babylon kings had stumbled themselves。
被波斯王朝推翻了。
And they have been stumbled by the Persian king。
我们常讲话，一朝君子就一朝臣啊，就是说皇帝换了，臣仆也换了，不可能说有一个臣仆做几个王朝的。
It's a saying that the king cannot succeed。After the king had already conquered them.
啊，但是呢，但以理的不一样。
But Daniel is different.
一个皇换了，他的儿子继续用他当高官。
A different king.
然后呢，巴比伦推翻了，波斯继续用他。
A different king will continue to use them.
哇，这个
Daniel，
这个太奇妙了。
This is miraculous.
这是只有一个原因，就是神祝福他。
There's only one reason for this, and this is God's blessing.
神与他同在。
God is with him.
无论谁当王都喜欢用这个人。
No matter who's the king, they will use Daniel.
因为这个人啊，有神的圣灵在他里面。
Because this person has the Holy Spirit within.
有美好的灵性。
Has a good personality.
所以神祝福他。
Therefore God bless him.
无论谁当老板都喜欢用他。
Therefore whoever is the boss would like to use him.
今天我们要记住这句话。
Today we must do the same.
我们要远见。
We must have vision.
不要因为啊，别人给你改了名了，你头脑就改变了。
You cannot be brainwashed and just follow their ways.
不要给你一点食物啊，你就吞下去了，就被污染了。
Not just because a little bit food and wine will be brainwashed.
我们要知道谁是真正的老板。
We must know who is the real boss.
主是我们生命的主啊。
God is the God of life.
没有主的话，我们没有生命。
Without God, we have no life.
没有机会。
No chance.
你想想看，就算你怎么厉害，找到最好的工作。
No matter how You try to find the best job.
如果神跟你说，你活到明天吧，今天晚上就回去了。
When God tell you that you will live till tomorrow, you can go home to go home tonight.
我们哪有机会赚钱呢？
We don't have the chance to earn more money.
如果健康是可以自己决定的话，就没有人生病了。
If we can determine our own health, nobody will be sick.
所以神是我们的主啊。
Therefore, God is life.
所以但以理有眼光。
Daniel has vision.
他知道把神放第一位最重要。
He knows to prioritize God as first.
所以今天我们也是一样。
So today is the same for us.
凡事都要把神放第一位。
We must put God first.
这是最有眼光的选择。
This is the vision we must have.
你可能不知道明天发生什么事情。
You may not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
你没有办法预知明天。
You might not know.
但是你要把神放第一位。
We must put God first.
啊，感谢主，我们今天时间关系，我先讲到这里。
Because the time we can speak to you.
啊，这一次呢，啊，我们的学生呢练习了很多的圣诗啊，要跟大家来分享。
These past few days, the students have practiced many hymns.
让我们弟兄姐妹啊来听听他们学习的成果。
Let us brother and sister see the result.
啊，现在我们有请青年的诗班来给我们献唱。
We now invite the youth choir.